If you're planning a trip to Lake George this summer, new real-time weather forecasting might help your next sailing or camping trip go a bit more smoothly. Building on 30 years of scientific research on Lake George, the Jefferson Project was founded in 2013 as a partnership between IBM, Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute, and the Fund for Lake George. As part of its efforts to map, monitor, and study the lake, the Jefferson Project has made available to the public what is described as the most accurate weather forecasting tool for the lake. Harry Kolar is an IBM fellow at IBM Research and associate director of the Jefferson Project.
We can basically tell you one island to the next what's going on at the lake, and I will tell you it's quite accurate because I've been there watching bands of rain come in for short pulses, you know, in the middle of the day or later at night, and it's actually uncanny how accurate it is.
Called Deep Thunder, the forecasting technology uses sensors throughout the lake to gather data that is transformed into highly localized forecast, including air temperature, wind speed, wind gusts, visibility, rain and snow rates, and accumulations. Eric Tsai is executive director of the Fund for Lake George.
Bringing this degree of detail to the forecast, available nowhere else publicly, is a huge contribution to anybody who cares about the lake and enjoying the lake and knowing what the weather is going to be when they arrive.
Users can log on to a virtual dashboard and can find weather conditions by their current location, city, or zip code, or clicking on a point on the map. And Tsai says that's useful for a lake that is known for sudden changes in weather.
Forget any given day. In an hour, we can see changes. You know, we can see the lake going from almost flat calm to having big rollers.
But that is just one application of the data collected at Lake George, studied for 37 years. Again, Harry Kolar.
We have the benefit of that history, which is fantastic. The other piece of it is that data also allows us to validate some of our new models.
Information from Deep Thunder, such as precipitation and snowpack data, can be used to predict how contaminants, like road salt, move through the lake. Science has been used to back up policy on Lake George, from reducing road salt applications in the watershed to monitoring and preventing invasive species. Kolar thinks that the data and modeling will continue to be useful to provide a snapshot of what the lake might look like in the future.
But the real question comes, and especially for someone like, you know, Eric and the Fund, is, all right, but tell me what's going to happen in 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, and oh, by the way, what about 50 years with climate overlays? And we can now do that, and we can now go back to the 37-year data and validate the models, which is a fantastic benefit to us to make sure that the models are actually working properly.
For more information on the Jefferson Project and Deep Thunder, visit WAMC.org. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.